Hello everyone, it's Stefano. It is March 22nd, 2012. So, yesterday morning when I was going for my walk, I had a premonition that it was going to be one of those days yesterday. And let the car go by, and sure enough, nothing happened on the way to work. I took the scooter in, everything was wonderful, had a beautiful ride in, had a beautiful ride home, no incidents whatsoever, picked up my daughter, everything was beautiful. Then, as the evening progressed, everything was fine. The usual routine set in, it was great. I put my daughter to bed, and I was going to, I had some work to do, so I was sort of gearing up for that. And around, I want to say around 10 to 10 at night, my wife calls. She was out, and she had just walked back to the parking lot, got in her car, started it, and she said, the car won't run. Okay. And then she proceeded to explain to me that the gear shift lever, it's an automatic transmission, the gear shift lever had absolutely no resistance to it. So, okay, that's strange. So anyway, I told her to try to go back to the car and do a few things. And she phoned me about maybe 20 minutes later. So at this point, it's almost 10:30 at night. And my daughter's stirring at this point. And she tells me the same thing. The shift lever will not work. I said, okay. So I said, hang tight. Because she was rather far, and had she taken the bus, it would have taken her forever to get home. So with my very sleepy daughter in tow, got in the car and drove downtown to go and pick her up and look at the car. So I brought a whole bunch of tools with me, figuring I might be able to do something. Unfortunately, when I got there, I got that sinking feeling, and I guess this is where the premonition takes place. I realized that the shift cable linkage had broken. In other words, the cable that goes from the shifter in the car to the transmission had broken at the transmission or somewhere from the point of the shifter to the front of the car, to where the transmission is. And I fully realize that this is going to require a tow truck. And hang on, the bus is going by. So it was going to require very expensive repairs. So that's how my day ended. We all came home. And by the time everything was said and done, I ended up going to bed at 1 o'clock in the morning. And as you can well imagine, a very restless night. Didn't sleep all that well. Tried to. But so this morning when I got up, I sort of walked into my daughter's room. And she was dead to the world. There was no way I was going to wake up this little bundle of joy sleeping there, growling at me. So I said, okay. Never mind, her mom's home today, thankfully, and she's keeping her home. So after that, knowing that I wanted to go out for my walk this morning, I didn't go back to bed. I went downstairs, got on my computer, and started rummaging around the Toyota Echo forums. Oh, my wife's got a Toyota Echo, and so do I. So I went through the Toyota Echo forums and found out that, in fact, the linkage at the end of the transmission cable that connects to the transmission is made out of plastic and breaks quite readily. And when it does so, it is a bore, let's just put it that way, trying to put it back in, because you have to take apart half the dashboard. So